Remember the passion you felt doing that particular thing you always loved to do when you were a kid? Whether it was to laugh or to love or to explore, to play or create. Those passions weren't just you being a kid. They were gifts of clarity. They're the desires of your heart authentically expressed. Hi, I'm Courtney Cole, and this is the Love Freak Podcast, where we remember who we really are and what we've come to this planet to create. It's here we make a choice, love or fear. It's here we choose to vibrationally realign ourselves with the truth of our essence, love, 528 hertz, the love frequency, which therefore allows us to realign with conscious healing, authenticity, and creativity. Don't freak out. This is your true nature.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of the Love Freak Podcast. I am so glad you came back. So welcome. And if you hear thunder, I'm in a bit of a thunderstorm right now where I am. So please don't be startled and, you know, think that you're hearing things, because you're not. There's definitely probably going to be thunder throughout this episode. Again, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Last week, I gave you a little overview of what the Love Freak is all about. I mentioned that the love frequency is 528 hertz, and it's been called the love frequency because it's been known as the frequency in which love actually resonates. So that's neat, right? We talked a little bit about the ego and how we let it define our reality based on our reliance on it. And we rely on it to define and make sense of our outer experience, which we then let define our inner experience. And really, it should be the other way around, right? We talked about how we can create a new reality, a reality within ourselves, based on who we were before the world molded us, by sorting through our belief systems and how and why we created and accepted them, and uncovering a deeper part of ourselves under all of the limitations, the programmings, the falsehoods that we've established, which all of those things aren't always true. Let me remind you, that's why they're called falsehoods, right? We constructed them, we built them ourselves. And once we hit the gold mine, the truth of you, this precious gift of love and clarity that is you, we can begin to let our inner experience define how our outer experience will look. And I guarantee you, everything will look so much different once that happens, and it'll be in the most wonderful, magical way possible. Remember, you are a creator, and you are creating your reality with the thoughts you think, the programs and the belief systems that you adopt, and you can begin to free yourself and live your highest creative potential. Creating a story greater than you ever imagined, where you can literally be 100% your purest self by realigning with the truth of who and all you are, which is love itself. And that state of being, that place, that love is an ever-flowing vibrational state that you can access at any time. You know, I've always heard that we as humans, that we only use 10% of our brain, which is crazy, right? Like that 90% of knowledge that's just like down the drain, if you ask me. But I gotta say, like, I'm so convinced that we get so wrapped up in the ways of our culture and our society that tell us who we should be and tell us how we should act, that I really believe that a lot of us are only accessing like 3% of our potential. We don't even really know who we are and all we're capable of. You know, it's like when you get a toy, a new toy that you have to assemble yourself, and you try to assemble it without the manual and it gets all messed up. Like, have you ever been there? Because that's like the story of my life. You know, I'm too lazy to read the instructions. But what if there's a chance that you're not using all that your body and your mind and your soul are capable of because you haven't really been aware of how everything works? Listen to me when I tell you, you are so much more than you are aware of, and you are capable of more than you ever dreamed. You are not only an emanation of God, but an extension of God. That is a big deal. Like, you can't get away from this. This energy is literally making up every cell of your body. It's the life force itself, and you are it, and it is you, and it is everything. Aren't you ready to live in a state of expansion? In a state of freedom where you're not chained to these worldly standards? Aren't you ready to be seen for who and what you truly are, and to feel at peace and stand in your authentic power? Like, aren't you ready to live 100% of that potential? Because this space is available to you right now. Like, I'm not even kidding. You can access this right now, and all it takes is a little dusting off of the deepest parts of your soul that you have long forgotten about. And healing. Healing the parts of yourself that you might have shut down because someone told you it was time to grow up, or that you would never be able to do this or that, or healing the values you've placed on objects and people and maybe even on yourself because we've been told by society what their values should or shouldn't be. It's crazy, right? You can be free of these things once you realize how in control you actually are of your own personal experience. And once you realize that there's an energy that you can tap into that doesn't leave. Only you choose to leave it. And once you realize this energy is consistent and ever flowing, you can learn to be in constant contact and relationship with it. This week, I want to dive into a little bit more about vibration and frequency and why it's so important, not only in science, but in direct correlation with our current reality. It's that part of the user's manual that I think that we are all skimming over. Okay, now I'm going to try and do this as quickly and as interestingly as possible because I know that this stuff can probably get boring to someone who isn't very interested in science like I might be. And honestly, I actually hated this stuff in school, but as I grew up, I learned that these are universal laws that aren't just happening in some distant galaxy. They're happening actually right inside of each and every one of us, and they're governing our experience on this planet. And when I started to think about that, I really started to rethink all these trips to La La Land I took in physics class because they're important. Okay, so here we go. Frequency and vibration. Okay, these are terms that we hear a lot in the New Age world, but I want to explain them a little bit more in depth because they're not just New Age concepts. As I mentioned in the last episode, quantum physics is the study of nature at its most fundamental level. So it's basically a manual to how the universe works. And what's the fundamental unit to which all matter exists? That would be the atom. And scientists have discovered that every atom is in a constant state of motion. And what keeps atoms moving? That would be energy. And Albert Einstein said that everything is energy, and he developed the formula E, energy, equals mc squared to prove that. Okay, now I want to just talk about thermodynamics just for a second, and that's the study of energy broken up into four laws. And for the sake of this podcast and the fact that I want to keep you around and not bore you to death, I just really want to focus on that first law, and that's the law of conservation of energy. And that states that energy can neither be created or destroyed. It can only be converted from one form of energy to another. So some practical examples of that would be like when you go for a run. When you're running, you're using chemical energy within your body that allows you to actually move. And that movement is kinetic energy, which transforms to heat, which is thermal energy, and so forth, okay? The sun transforms nuclear energy into heat and light energy, which you can see and feel, right? So blah, 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 right? Side note, it's called the law of energy conservation because no matter how much energy is transformed, the total amount of energy still remains the same. So it's conserved. It always exists. That's pretty wild, right? I'm going to talk more about this in a second, but I want to get back to you here, okay? So if everything is energy, an energy is causing everything to vibrate, then that means you are energy and you are in a constant state of vibration. So what does that mean? Because you might be sitting here thinking, oh, well, I don't feel like I'm vibrating right now. Well, first of all, frequency is the rate in which something vibrates. So since you're vibrating energy, you actually have a frequency. So congratulations, you're alive. Everything about you actually has a frequency. So that's every bone in your body, every muscle, every organ has its own resonant frequency. Actually, everything on this earth has a frequency, but as far as you are concerned, the composite of that resonant frequency is the signature frequency in which you vibrate. So that's pretty awesome, right? You're awesome. Now get this, okay? Not only does everything on this earth have a frequency, so does everything in this universe. So everything in this universe is vibrating energy. And this invisible energetic intelligence is keeping everything functioning. And according to the law of conservation of energy, which is everything, where energy cannot be created or destroyed, that the total amount of energy always remains the same, that means we are all eternal energetic beings that reside somewhere in this spectrum of frequency in the collective universal energy. Take that in for a second, okay? Isn't it crazy to think that you and the universe are exactly the same thing? That's pretty wild. And we are way more connected than we think, because we are all of this. We are all of this divine energy that extends far beyond this earth. And we will always be existing. We just might not always look the same as we do in this form. It's wild. Another side note here. Remember in the Bible where God is described as omnipotent, which is all powerful? Where he's described as omniscient, which is all knowing, and omnipresent, which is all around us? Sounds really freaking similar to the description of this energy that is flowing all throughout the cosmos, doesn't it? And you are an emanation of that. This is you. What? My mind is literally blowing up right now, y'all. Like, I get so excited talking about all of this, okay? All right, so no matter the form of energy, okay, energy is transferred in waves. Now, this is where it gets fun, especially when it comes to sound waves, because you know how much I love music and vibrations make sound. What sound is literally is just the movement of energy through a substance and is the direct effect of that substance vibrating because of this movement, okay? So when energy moves something, it makes it move, right? And that movement makes a sound, plain and simple. So if everything is energy, and energy is always moving, causing everything to vibrate, then when things vibrate, they make sound. Then what that means is the whole entire universe is one big, amazingly beautiful musical composition. No wonder I love music so much, because we are music. We are music. Chemist Donald Hatch Andrews wrote this in his book, The Symphony of Life. The music of the universe is a cosmic symphony that embraces all the waves of sound, audible and inaudible, all the waves of light, visible and invisible, all the waves of gravity, felt and unfelt, and all the waves of atoms, explicit and implicit. Every scientific conclusion must be consistent with the harmonic model of the atom. Thus, it begins to look more and more as if our universe is constructed not of matter, but of music. Okay, look, you may or may not be a great musician. You may be an excellent shower singer. Who knows? But I've told you once, and I'm going to tell you again right now. You are a creator. You are actually a songwriter. composing a beautiful song inside of yourself with the frequencies you choose to let manifest inside your body. And notice that I said choose, because there are some low vibrational frequencies out there that are actually harmful to the human body, and we can avoid them just as much as we can grab hold of the helpful ones that assist us in our health. So yes, you are actually in control of your frequency. And you can change your frequency just as easily as you change to a new frequency when you change the radio station, right? Because a radio station is frequencies as well. And all you have to do is become aware. Have you ever hit a wind chime and you heard that overwhelmingly beautiful resonance after all the parts just are clanging together? Everything feels in perfect harmony. And you could listen to it for days, like it feels so peaceful. But what about when someone bangs like several consecutive notes on a piano all at the same time? It's dissonant and it doesn't sound awesome at all. Like, it definitely isn't peaceful, right? When your body frequencies are in harmony, your body is healthy and whole. It's at ease. And when they're not in harmony, disease occurs. The word isn't just called dis-ease for no reason. Like, your body is literally not at ease. And that's why you have to become aware of the thought patterns and emotions and the trauma and even the food you eat that are energetically being stored in your body. Like, all of these things are energy and they have particular frequencies that are affecting you, whether they be helpful or harmful. So, all right, let's talk about trauma for a sec, okay? Trauma to me is like a semi-truck that hits you on a crosswalk going like 40 miles an hour, okay? If it doesn't kill you, you're definitely going to feel its effect for a really long time. So trauma, you constantly have to tend to it. You have to feel it, release it, and heal from it. Otherwise, it can manifest into things like resentment, bitterness, anxiety, fear, depression, stress, or, you know, any other psychological low vibrational ailments, okay? You might have muscle tension or diseases like fibromyalgia, arthritis, digestive disorders, or even cancer. Do you ever wonder why you have that, you know, constant back pain, or why you always feel so much tension in your neck after a stressful day? Pain is a way that your body is telling you something isn't supposed to be there. This is energy vibrating at a particularly low frequency, and it's storing itself in your body. And after a while, it takes a toll on your overall well-being. This is why it's so important to be careful with the thoughts that you think and what you believe about yourself, because your thoughts are also vibrating energy, which means that they have a frequency. And if they have a particularly harmful frequency, then you're putting your body in danger. So this is also true for the foods that you eat. Low vibrational foods, like anything that's, you know, processed, that's going to have the same potential effect on your body. James Oshman wrote, "The human body emits vibratory information that precisely specifies the activities taking place within." And I love that, because when there's harmful frequency vibrations like anger and fear and stress and doubt and of self-loathing, etc., when those things are flowing inside of you, they're not only skewing that composite frequency of your entire body, but they're affecting the frequency in which you're emitting to the whole world. And that frequency is what's creating your entire outer experience. And get this, when you emit a particularly low frequency, it affects the frequency of not just you, right, but of others. It suppresses their ability to vibrate higher, to feel like they can fully be themselves. Have you ever been around someone that just gives you like a totally bad vibe? Or they always bring you down when you're around them? There's a scientific reason for these things. These frequencies can cause people to feel like manipulated or victimized. You yourself, you might feel manipulated and victimized. and it attracts to you more of those low frequency events and scenarios like arguments and uncertainty and miscommunications. You will be more prone to get sick as your immune system will be weakened. And then you might turn to medications that harm the body even more by only curing the symptoms and not the actual problem, which is in fact that you aren't in harmony with you, with love, with truth. This is a crazy sticky web, y'all. And quite the opposite happens when you are of a healthy frequency. You know, you raise the frequency of others around you, bringing them up in consciousness, making them aware of their value and of their truth, and accepting that, leading them to light and healing them. Even if they aren't aware of it, it just happens naturally. I'm sure you've been around people that make you feel like you're growing, like you're expanding, like you're seen and heard. You know, you might be feeling like you're of light, like you're in tune with your intuition. You feel happy. You see things coming together in an effortless flow. You feel healthy. You haven't gotten sick in years. You attract healthy relationships. And you have an array of opportunity. And yes, you might have bad days. And you know, but you can look at those things as places to heal. Those bad moments are growth. They're gifts of clarity. You are connected to the infinite vibrating energy that gives you vibrant energy. And you feel love, and you are love. And it is you because you are in harmony with it. So bottom line, guys. Okay, in a large universe of a wide spectrum of frequencies, you can choose where you reside. When we break it down, it's do you choose love or do you choose fear? So I'm going to ask you, where can you begin to heal today? I know I just gave you a lot of information, so let's take this one step at a time, okay? Like, what are the areas in your life that you can find self-awareness and you can say, this is where I'm going to begin? Maybe it's just as simple as becoming aware of the thoughts that you're thinking about yourself. Like, that's step one. That's huge. That is a huge step. Just realizing that you aren't the thoughts that you think. They stem from years of programming and belief systems that you agreed to along the way. So start there. Be aware of your thoughts. Begin to tell yourself what an incredible creator you are, because the more and more you start to see that you are creating how you view this experience, the more that you're going to find freedom in this experience. And yes, bad things might happen. They're going to happen. Someone might treat you unfairly. Someone might pass away, heaven forbid. You might get hurt. You might make a mistake. These things are not of our control. But how you let these things reside in your body and how you choose to respond is all of your control. Healing is always available to you. Love is always available to you. And there's healing in love. And love can touch and conquer all things. But it's a choice. A lot of us want to be angry for things that, you know, God allowed to happen in our life. And some of us have good reason to be angry. There's a lot of pain and hurt and unexplainable trauma and uncertainty that people are experiencing right now. You might be there. You might be there right now. And wherever you are seen and you are so supported. Pain and hurt and trauma. And anything like this, these things are, you know, they're a contagious illness that is constantly being transmitted, okay? And a lot of times when we feel pain, we inflict it on someone else. And some of our current experience, you know, may be dictated by someone's unresolved pain that they're inflicting on your life. I'm so sorry for that. But regardless of these things, regardless, These things are all existing out of the realm of truth and love. They are a result of what happens when one is not in their knowing of love. And I'm so sorry if you've ever been in this pain or in the path of destruction of someone who is not in their knowing of love. And that's been a direct result of you not being able to be in your love. But that doesn't mean that this love isn't available to you. And that doesn't mean that this love isn't opening its arms to you. This door is always open and it's waiting for you to walk in. And it won't kick you out. Only you choose to leave it when you accept experiences that aren't of it. Next week, I'm going to be talking with a dear friend of mine, Mr. Dean Schlecht, and he is literally one of the most centered people I've ever met in my life. I'm so serious. He is a counselor that specializes in active imagination therapy, which I have had many sessions with Dean, and he has this amazing way of taking you into the depths of yourself through meditation, and he introduces you to different parts of your psyche that hold your innermost truth. So that's like your inner child, your inner wisdom, or your highest self. And he's going to talk with us a little bit more about the ego versus the soul and how we can learn to decipher between each voice and how they can work together and using them both as instruments that we can use to create our most authentic expression as individuals.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Love Freak Podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe. You can also follow me on Instagram at @thelovefreak_. Don't forget, that's F-R-E-Q. Or to find out more information, you can go to www.thelovefreak.me. Look for a new episode every Tuesday.